This is Sean Frothingham, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. Today, we are going beyond. The first thing people do when traveling is search for the local tourist attractions. For example, you know where to find the Statue of Liberty, Times Square, and the Empire State Building. Those are very well-known places, and don't get me wrong, you won't be led astray by visiting any of them. But there are those hidden gems that only the locals know about that aren't listed in any best attractions list that are just as good to see, if not better. There will be fewer crowds and a different experience than your typical cliché tourist spots. That's why, when traveling, talk to locals and ask them what to see and do. Here are 11 hidden gems for you to check out when visiting through the country. House of Eternal Return in Santa Fe, New Mexico. George R. R. Martin, author of the Game of Thrones books, bought an empty bowling alley in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and rented it to a 135-member group of artists. What did they choose to do? They created an elaborate interactive art installation. This place is a 3D environment, part haunted house, part choose-your-own-adventure, and part jungle gym. According to Atlas Obscura, the 20,000-square-foot space is fully explorable, with visitors piecing together a random story on their own. It's not your typical museum where you just see and observe. You are part of the art. There are a total of 70 distinct interconnected spaces that fill the house. Those in the Chicago area are familiar with the Baha'i Temple, though most probably know nothing about the religion itself. We've discovered that it's a gorgeous building that makes for a pleasant visit to spend a short time roaming its gardens and appreciating its intricate stonework. It began with the purchase of a couple of plots of land along Lake Michigan in 1907, north of Chicago, in the town of Wilmette. The project was already delayed because individual contributions funded it, but the Baha'i Temple was further held up by the two world wars and the Great Depression. The foundation stone was laid in 1920, and construction ended with the temple's formal dedication in 1953. During Prohibition, corrupt city officials ran speakeasies under the streets of downtown Los Angeles. Anyone heading to LA is probably thinking beaches and fun in the sun, not dark underground tunnels. But these hidden tunnels of Los Angeles are full of history from the Roaring Twenties, because the party never stopped, as the 11 miles of tunnels were what people used to use to move around without worrying about authorities. To get into these tunnels today, you have to take an elevator down into a passageway filled with graffiti and rusted machinery, while iron gates limit you to places that are earthquake safe. While in LA, there is time for a little light reading on the beach, so check out this unique bookshop housed inside an abandoned bank. The Last Bookstore is California's largest new and used book and record store. Owner Josh Spencer took his years of experience selling everything from cars to clothes online and focused instead on his first love, books. The grand atrium of a forgotten bank was converted into this unique bookstore and offers low-cost and vintage books. Sculptures are made from overstocked or damaged books. Hardbacks are arranged by color, and every book in the upstairs area is just $1. You probably aren't thinking of the beach when you're in Austin, Texas, but if you go to the Hamilton Pool, you'll see a naturally formed spring in the limestone bedrock. It looks as if it was plucked from a tropical island and dropped into the middle of Austin's limestone hills. The cave and waterfall are part of a now-protected preserve, and visitors will be blown away by the overhanging dome that once hid the entire grotto until it collapsed. It is safe now, but before you go, make reservations, because they are required to swim in this gorgeous and refreshing water. The City Hall station in New York is unlike any subway station you have ever seen before. The station was the first subway station in New York City, opening in 1904 and closing in 1945. It's beautiful from top to bottom, with lavish fine architectural details, including glass tiles and giant chandeliers. Today, the station is abandoned but open for tours if you are a museum member. While it would seem only locals can be members, for tourists it's only $60 to join and get a behind-the-scenes view of a massive transit system. Bonus tip. It's also at the Manhattan end of a walk over the Brooklyn Bridge, so it makes for a great add-on to your visit. The Wave is one of the most incredible geological formations globally, and it was only discovered in the 90s in the Coyote Buttes Ravine in Marble Canyon, Arizona. Over millions of years, immense sandstone structures have been shaped by rain, wind, and ice because these dunes have calcified horizontally and vertically. It's not your typical destination when heading to Arizona, and they are tough to see because only 20 visitors are permitted into the ravine to walk through daily, with grants being issued through lotteries. This is an excellent place for the adventurous because there are many things to do, like hiking, rafting, ATV rentals, horseback riding, camping, and a sanctuary tour. Plan ahead because it's only open 5 days a week. Saturday and Sunday, it is closed. The Pirate Tower in Laguna, California. You may have heard about this legendary 60-foot pirate tower in Southern California, but perhaps never found it. A senator built the tower in the 20s for easier access to the beach, but later sold it to a pirate enthusiast who transformed it into a storytelling and treasure-hunting castle. Getting to this place is a bit difficult, seeing as it's hidden underneath the neighborhood. Your best bet is to park your car along the highway next to the Montage Hotel and follow the beach access stairs of the hotel to Victoria Beach. From there, walk about a quarter of a mile to get to the tower. The tower and the rocks surrounding it make the whole place look like you're on a European beach somewhere. Since this is an obscure place, not too many people go here. You'll have the entire area to yourself to watch the sunset and enjoy the ocean. I know that jail does not sound like a prime vacation spot, but the locals in Philadelphia will tell you to stop in at the Eastern State Penitentiary for a look back at prison history. Don't worry, the inmates are long gone. It was opened between 1829 and 1971 and housed people like Al Capone. It may look like a castle, but the massive building was designed to be the type of prison where inmates were always isolated, even when eating. The fortress on the outskirts of the city is a unique experience. Self-guided audio tours are available and narrated by Steve Buscemi and include audio from former inmates and guards talking about their experiences in the prison. Most of the cells are as is, with the rubble and decay of many decades, while others are used as art installations. Apostle Islands in Bayfield, Wisconsin. The 60-foot-high sandstone walls are almost too perfect to be naturally made, but they are, and this is a hidden gem. The region is filled with 21 islands framed by 12 miles of shoreline and is a stunningly beautiful Lake Superior escape. The islands lay scattered around off the Bayfield Peninsula. For those interested, organized tours are a popular way to see the islands, and don't forget the lighthouses, without breaking out tent stakes or a sweat over paddling. It's not Studio 54, but this pier has an attachment to one of the biggest disasters in sailing history. Pier 54 was supposed to be the dock where the Titanic reached New York City, which got the Carpathia instead of the massive ship that sank after hitting an iceberg. In the heyday of Atlantic crossings, one could see magnificent ships from various companies such as Cunard, White Star, and French Line. While not an entire museum, the old gate at the pier is still available to see today, and it's a look back at some history that never was. So if you're in the area, check it out. There are countless tourist attractions scattered throughout the United States that draw in new visitors every year. People come from many miles away to get to see them in person, but these locales don't always live up to expectations. Several spots are considered to be the best tourist attractions in the country, but when travelers get there, they are severely let down. Instead of wasting time and money seeking out these tourist traps, it may be better to skip them altogether. Why a Germaphobe Would Hate Washington's Market Theater Gum Wall. One of the top tourist attractions in Seattle, Washington, might seem a bit gross to some people. Under Pike Place Market, there's a theater with a wall completely covered in gum, which became known as the Market Theater Gum Wall. The tradition began in 1993 when Seattle theatergoers stuck coins embedded in gum on the wall. It was voted one of the top five germiest tourist attractions in the world, and there isn't much else to do besides taking photos or sticking another piece of gum on the wall. Times Square may be too much to handle. Almost all travel guides recommend that people visiting New York for the first time go to Times Square. It's smack dab in the middle of Manhattan and features streets lined with chain restaurants and stores, people dressed in outrageous costumes, and towering advertisements that are lit up all the time. This may seem very overwhelming, and that's one of the reasons to avoid Times Square. It's considered to be one of the most popular tourist attractions in the world, so there will most certainly be huge crowds. Also, the stores and restaurants there can be found in most American towns. South Dakota's Corn Palace isn't worth the trip for many. Around 500,000 people make their way to the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, every year. The building is covered in murals made from corn and other grains, and the facility is used as a multi-purpose venue for concerts, sports games, exhibits, and more. Those who come to the Corn Palace say they don't really have much to do other than look at the corn murals and take some photos. When there aren't any events going on, the inside is just a conference center, so there isn't much to see there either. Most reviewers report that once they got to the Corn Palace, their visit wasn't any longer than 10 minutes. Some people think North Carolina's Shell Service Station is a big letdown. The Shell Service Station is located in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and has been around for 90 years. It was constructed to bring brand awareness to Shell, with bright yellow and red shell-shaped service stations. It's the only one remaining out of eight that were built in the area, and it was added to the National Register of Historic Places. This landmark may be interesting to look at, but there isn't much else to do. The Shell Service Station is now only being used as a satellite office and a museum for Preservation North Carolina. Boston's Fenway Hall and Quincy Market are not like they used to be. Fenway Hall and Quincy Market is a staple of downtown Boston, Massachusetts, but real Bostonians know that it's mainly a tourist hub. These buildings serve as a festival marketplace, where visitors can grab a bite to eat at the food hall or go shopping at the surrounding stores. As time has passed, Fenway Hall and Quincy Market have become filled with food stands that only cater to tourists and chain stores that can be found in most malls. Also, it can frequently be crowded with people going from one end to the other, and frustratingly long lines. The Venetian gondolas in Las Vegas are no Italian paradise. Las Vegas has plenty of tourist traps, and the Venetian gondolas are included in that list. These are modeled after the famous gondola rides in Italy and have costumed paddlers taking riders around the surrounding hotels and shops. Unfortunately, it could not be further from the Italian experience. Past riders have described it as floating through chlorinated blue pool water for less than 15 minutes. The only things to look at are the other tourists who are either gambling or shopping in the mall. Even though the ride is short, the cost isn't cheap, with a private ride for two costing $116. Hollywood is the movie-making capital of the world, so it's only natural that tourists would want to see the iconic Hollywood sign in person. While it might seem enticing to get as close as possible, it's actually illegal to touch it. The closest visitors can get is through certain hiking trails that take people up and above the sign. Similar to a lot of tourist attractions, it's only something to look at from afar for photo opportunities. Those who find themselves in Los Angeles and want to get the most out of the city should check out the world-renowned museums, restaurants, and clothing stores instead. There isn't too much of a downside to visiting Hawaii, but there are certainly areas that are more designated for tourists. One example is Waikiki Beach in Oahu, because it's essentially a strip of luxury hotels expensive stores, and chain restaurants on a crowded beach. The majority of what can be found at Waikiki Beach is already at most beach towns across the United States. Instead, visitors should find areas that show off Hawaii's natural beauty, such as the Napali Coast in Kauai, Lanai Lookout in Oahu, or Pipiwai Trail in Maui. Any fans of aliens, space travel, or UFOs should be familiar with the town of Roswell, New Mexico. In 1947, a weather balloon crashed near Roswell, but in the late 1970s, new conspiracy theories by UFO experts say that it was actually an alien spacecraft and the military was trying to cover it up. Now the town is filled with alien and UFO memorabilia, with buildings shaped like they're from outer space, and too many alien toys to count. It's probably one of the kitschiest tourist attractions in America and can be seen in less than a day. There are multiple parks in Orlando, Florida's Walt Disney World, and the most underwhelming is Epcot. It's divided into two sections called Future World and World Showcase, with country-themed pavilions for people to try out different foods and drinks from around the world. There are a few rides, but not nearly as many as the other parks. Some visitors thought that the country pavilions were merely stereotypes of countries shown in a flashy Disney way. Those who are short of time traveling at Disney World should skip this park altogether and instead head over to the Magic Kingdom, Disney's Hollywood Studios, or Disney's Animal Kingdom. Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee is significant in the history of American music because it's where early blues performers played shows in the 1920s. Now the street has become much more than blues clubs and restaurants. It also features festivals and outdoor concerts. This may all seem exciting and worth visiting, but as the years passed, Beale Street has turned corporate, and some say that it lacks its original blues culture. Tourists end up losing their money paying for overpriced food and drinks in a loud, overcrowded part of town. Instead, a more authentic representation of Memphis can be found at Overton Square and the Cooper Young areas. One of the most famous places in Texas is the Alamo Mission in San Antonio, where Texas fought for independence from Mexico, but lost this battle. It is now a local monument where tourists come to take photos and learn more about the Battle of the Alamo. It may be interesting to see the Alamo in person, but there's not much to it besides a tall stone building in the middle of a park. Luckily, the Alamo is a short distance from the San Antonio Riverwalk, where patrons can walk along the scenic banks and explore the natural beauty of Central Texas. The Magnificent Mile is the largest shopping district in Chicago, Illinois. Not only does it feature some mid to high-end shops, but there are also restaurants, museums, and hotels. It's what Rodeo Drive is to Beverly Hills and Fifth Avenue to Manhattan, making it the eighth most expensive place to rent in the United States. Most of what's located on the Magnificent Mile can be found in most American cities, so it should not be the focal point of a Chicago vacation. If you want a good view of the city's skyscrapers, try going to Millennium Park or the Willis Tower. World of Coca-Cola in Georgia has everything you would possibly want to know about the classic soda. Some visitors complained that it felt like a prolonged commercial that you have to pay to see. Others were angry that there wasn't too much to learn about the history of the company after the formula was invented. They also have a tasting room, but it can get chaotic when crowds of people are all trying to go after the same thing at once. Many guests were disappointed to exit through a huge gift shop, which further commercializes the whole experience. Tourists have traveled to the Atlantic City Boardwalk in New Jersey for many years, but it has lacked its former glitz and glamour for a while. This run-down beach town is left with eyesore casinos, tacky souvenir shops, and high crime rates. Since it's been a tourist hub for decades, it has become extremely worn down and littered with vagrants begging for money. In recent years, it has become a ghost town with almost nothing open, especially during the non-summer months. Visitors who want to experience what it used to be like should go to Las Vegas, because the casinos and shops there are a bit more high-end. Carhenge in Nebraska isn't worthy of your bucket list. Americans who don't want to travel across the pond to England's Stonehenge can make their way to Alliance, Nebraska. This is where a replica called Carhenge is situated, with vintage gray spray-painted automobiles formed to look like Stonehenge. It was created in 1987 by Jim Reinders as a memorial to his father. Carhenge is a typical American roadside attraction with space to stretch your legs, take photos, or explore the gift shop. A half-hour stay here is probably on the long end, and there isn't much else to do for at least 100 miles. Located in the actual North Pole, Alaska's Santa Claus House is designed for those who love the Christmas season. It's been open since 1952 and features a 50-foot Santa Claus statue, reindeer, photos with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and a gift shop with tons of Christmas merchandise. Their online site also offers people the chance to get personalized letters from Santa for their kids or grandkids. This may be a Christmas lover's paradise, but for most, it feels overrated because it's basically just an overpriced holiday gift shop in the middle of nowhere. Not even the biggest college sports fan would have a blast at Indiana's NCAA Hall of Champions. The place needs a revamp, and fast. Some added memorabilia wouldn't hurt, or even more guest appearances. With all the money the NCAA has, you would think they would pour a little more into a place like this. Calling it underwhelming is probably the best way to describe the letdown. Maybe they'll step things up in the near future. The Viking Tower in Rhode Island? They call it the Mysterious Viking Tower, and that's about as good as it gets. When the name is better than the actual site, you know something is wrong with that. The mystery is that no one knows who constructed this random structure in the middle of Newport. Some people think that the Vikings did it, which would make it one of the oldest buildings in all the nation. What it boils down to is that this place is boring to visit. Are you a huge Elvis Presley fan? If so, then even you might not enjoy a trip to Graceland in Tennessee. Many still love the King, but his Graceland mansion is a waste of a tourist attraction. Yes, the grounds look lavish, but there isn't anything spectacular enough that convinces us it's worth a steep price point. You have to be a diehard fan to like this, so do yourself a favor and save some money when you're in Tennessee. Located in Utah is the Moki Cave. Don't be fooled by any images you might come across while swiping on social media. This place isn't even a cave at all. Erosion created this cave. It isn't even an ancient landmark because, no, the Native Americans didn't build it or use it. You can call this place a glorified gift shop. If you want a fancy souvenir, feel free to make this trip and waste your money. To call something the Rock of Ages, it had better be pretty spectacular. Vermont took it upon themselves to label an old granite quarry something that sounds sensational. It is far from that. There are only natural pools there, and your excitement should last for about 10 minutes. It's far from the Grand Canyon or anything else with a stellar name. It's just a place with blue water and rocks everywhere you look. The Mars Cheese Castle? First of all, would you trust dairy from Mars? We know Wisconsin has a reputation for its cheese, but the Mars Cheese Castle is nothing more than the epitome of a money grab. The place is just an eye-catcher as you drive along the freeway. It makes you want to drive to it, and once you're in there, you'll only find cheese, something you can get anywhere in Wisconsin. You don't need the castle. Do you feel like seeing a regular home while in Ohio? Cool. Just go to the house from A Christmas Story, and your dreams will come true. If only that were true. Why bother waiting in line and paying to see a restored Victorian home when you can go see something more worthwhile? There are at least a handful of tourist attractions in Ohio that are better than this place. Star Trek fans know that Captain Kirk, the main character and leader of the USS Enterprise, is said to be born in Riverside, Iowa. A monument has been set up for James Kirk's future birthplace in 2228. This site is not only overrated, but incorrect in the Star Trek universe. When the town's mayor learned that Captain Kirk was born in a small town in Iowa, he and show creator Gene Roddenberry decided that it would be Riverside. Unfortunately, all there is to see there is this monument. The world's largest ball of twine is just a ball of twine. Are you that into twine? Be honest with yourself. If not, you don't need to take a detour to Cawker City, Kansas. The ball began with one resident, and eventually the entire community got involved. They kept contributing to the twine ball until it stopped being funny. Sure, the twine ball has been around since the 1950s, and yes, it is a funny story. And if you're driving by Wakanda Lake, you might as well stop by. But this trip to the largest ball of twine takes 10 minutes at best. It's hardly worth it. Crater of Diamonds State Park is the only diamond-filled site available to the public. Sounds cool, right? If you're a treasure hunter, well, then maybe. But since this Arkansas park has been open since 1906, most of the goodies were taken a long time ago. If you were to visit the Crater of Diamonds, you'd see a large empty field with people wandering around. You'll find some trees, dirt, and abandoned cabins, but otherwise, there's nothing interesting to look at. But if you want to try your luck, go for it. Buffalo Bill was the world's first superstar. After he dazzled the Old West with his scouting, riding, and performance tours, he was buried in the biggest funeral in Colorado's history. His gravesite isn't nearly as exciting as his life. Unless you're into visiting graves, the Buffalo Bill grave isn't worth visiting. The museum is where the real fun is. Photos, artifacts, and information on the Old West are entertaining to explore, but the grave is just a photo opportunity. This is Sean Frothingham, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet?
Just can't wait to get on the road again.